unless you see yourself what the Master says. And you testify to it. Don't believe the words of the Master. That's a great criterion. This can differentiate from the right from the wrong. So he says, "Oh God, I'm thankful to my Guru who had made that God into special power, after which I was 70 long years manifested." Thanks both in natural, the gratefulness on the heart. Now, what he says, he says, first thing is that Nam, God into expression, which has got two aspects, when you come into contact with it, that gives you everlasting life. Amrit means the water of life, which gives you everlasting life. You'll never die. Once you learn to die, you'll live forever. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. That the water of life is had only when you learn how to rise above body consciousness, physically. So he says that gives you a taste, a sort of intoxication. The taste of which, bliss of which, when mind gets, he forgets all outer enjoyments. In man body only we can have, and this thing we can have at the feet of the Master. He rises above physical body daily, 100 times a day at will if he wishes, and makes other rise above body consciousness, the demonstration of which is given to him. And he sees for himself really, I can rise above body consciousness. Some get more, some other, some capital is given to him to start with. A man who is coming, gives you a talk on business principles, very wonderful talk, very informative talk. But the man to whom you are giving a talk, they have got no money. What is your talk elsewhere? Here also the people who come ask and give very sweet stories of the Vijayananda, are they able to give you something to start with? The starting with starts only with all world philosophies, and there the living starts. You must be able to have something to start with, maybe little or more, you see. So this thing, you can have it. But it's got very sweetness in it, bliss in it. Now he says, to rise up above physical body is very difficult. Yogis have spent hundreds of years to rise above physical body. They perform kumbhak, control of the breath at the different centers in the body. Ultimately they come out to the 6th chakra at the back of the eye, which is the seat of the soul in the body, and then they see, catch the sound pitch. How long it is there. And when the Masters come, they give you little thought, 10, 20, 30, whatever number, say, all outer attention we've done goes up and opens in a CD, something to start with, of light and sound. How great confession it is these days. So how it does he give? It is very difficult to rise a body consciousness. And you are given some experience, more or less, how to rise above body consciousness, have some capital of light and sound to start with. Then you have to dwell further. Where the world flies you hand, as I told you, there the religion starts. Religion means re means back, leisure to bind. To resolve your outstanding all outside, which is the outer expression of the soul, and contact it with God within you. Now the question is, how Master gives this? Guru Amada. He says, just give the one example of collyrium, which is put in the eyes, you see. God puts the collyrium of that jnana, that experience in the eyes. Very poetical way of giving went to it. As you see, collyrium put in the eyes, you see. If similarly some God-man or some saint or some name, by any name you like, he withdraws our attention from outside, withdraws it, bring it to the back of the eye. And what it happens, which we like? You follow me? What it says? How God may not saying, give you this jnana, this kudirima, lighted sound, you know, by withdrawing your attention from all sound and taking to the feet of the soul at the back of the eyes, which yogis have taken hundreds of years to have it. Then you see for your own self, first it is all darkness when you close your eyes, when you are sitting, your attention will be drawn from outside, goes up, and darkness is thin, you see light. And you testify to it, it is light. Not necessarily you will have it in hundreds of years of the life, end of the life, or 10 years or 5 years. He gives you something to start with. First it is all darkness, you see. Then, when you see for yourself, you are convinced. This is how Guru Amar Das tells his story. Before that, you see, naturally all saints say that those who do not see God and praise Him is light, they are a blind man. In the terminology of the saints, blind man is spoken of such a man who is not those who have got no eyes on the forehead, but who have inner eyes not open to see the light of God. Kabir says, I see all blind men sitting around me. Had there been one or two, I would have said to them, what to see, where I see all are blind. Very sweeping remark, of course, but stands true. So for that reason, you see, so long as some man, call him by any name, who can give you teacher of a man is a man. God resides in every heart. Somewhere is manifest. In which is manifest, He gives you a demonstration of it. Yes, sir. So without the grace of the God working in a man body, you see, word made flesh, you might say, God manifests in a man body, that power withdraws your attention from all outside, takes up there and you see light. Your inner eye is open, not a single eye is open. That is open when your all attention is withdrawn from outside and you rise above chakras, reach to the feet of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eye. You see for yourself. So, for this reason he says, those who are going to find God in all worldly things, outside practices, their whole labor is just like a man is caught, you see, in the, what you say, by government order, by conscription, he has to work day and night, until he gets no pay. So all labor lost in doing all outward expenses valued according to that. The real thing is to know God. We practice all models. With all that we do not see God. Of course that is good action. That will give us good results. But ego is not lost. The coming and going will go on. But how can that be done? When you sit at the feet of Him, with His grace, that light becomes effulgent. It is already there. Only it is a question of withdrawing from outside and come up to the feet of your body. I see now this point is very clear. You can come of yourself, do your best if you can. What more is wanted? If not successful, in outer things we can also the help of adept in those lives. Just sit by somebody who gives you that gratis, free, all, what you say, all gifts of God are free, air, sun, water, earth. These are also gifts of God. Someone will give you all free. So for that reason, what is necessary to sit at the feet of somebody? Guru word means, when your eyes come in contact with the eyes of the great in man, you see, and life is in tune. One third of the teaching is given by the word of mouth, and two third by rajis. So that your devotion is necessary. In devotion you develop receptivity. You see? And there you learn more. Two third of the whole teaching, and one third only word of mouth, you see. So they say you want to derive the full benefit of the man body, that's a golden opportunity you have got to know God, then sit at the feet of somebody. You do know who is who. But as your yearning is there, God within you sees that you are really crying for Him, He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can be put on the way and you will testify there is like that. You may have something, little or more I say, something to start with according to his background. So this is what he gave out when he came to the feet of the digest of all his teachings in one hymn. So every saint has his past and every saint has his future. There is hope for everybody. Guru Amar Das, when he came up to that state, he said, I was like you someday. Niche uttam bahe har kisaya. I was just like you. I have now come up with the grace of God. What did God, grace of God do? I was a stone, just, what you say, under water, under the control of the outgoing faculty, dragged me up and manifested himself to me. So there is hope for everybody. Those who have got man body, that is why man body is spoken of very highly. Even the, what you say, angels were asked to bow down to the man body. All rishis, souls of the rishis of the old, when they returned from after enjoying the higher bliss of the plane, they chose the man body to enter. So we are very great fortunate, you got the man body. So this is the highest time, you see, to know God. All others, you see, are a reessence of the past, give and take. The flowing pen of God has united us as a reessence of our past. Some as brothers, sisters, wives, husbands, parents. So, a God-man, or man in God, brings you in a closer relation which is already existing. He said when Christ was told, you people are sitting, he said, your mother has come. Who is my mother? Those who do the will of my father, they are my mother, they are my brother, they are my... This is a true relation in which a God-man unites us, you see. As man we are all one, you see. You heard my previous talks. And so we are the same essence of God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. And we worship the same God, called by different names. So it is high time, the golden opportunity that we have got, to see the God in man body for this long, so many years, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old sitting. Have you reached God? Well, good. If not, hurry up. So this is the item for that. This is what I found by parallel study of the scriptures and by sitting at the feet of the Master. As I just, Guru Amar Das, he was placed before you, well, passed through all the 70 years, he got it, he said, this is the way. So I place with you, I may thank you for your patient hearing today and the other days. What I found, I place before you. But after tomorrow, there will be no more talk in English. Tomorrow evening, there will be one Hindi talk in South Wales again. And day after tomorrow, God willing, I am bound for America, so I will be leaving for America. So thank you for your affording this opportunity of snatching away your time from your busy hours to just have a patient hearing what I have come to know. So I thank you all for all that. Right? thing I have to say, you see, especially for those who are already initiated. For them, one thing is necessary, you see. First, it is the bread of life and water of life. No day should pass without taking that food. It is the bread of life. You are asked to put in as much time as you can, at least 2 hours daily. When I went to my master, he asked me how much time I should put in. I tell you, I was a family man, I had 2 children. I was serving us, earning my livelihood. He said, put in 5 to 6 hours at least, and the more you can. After it is we who have to work. So at least 2 hours, you put in more, that's all right. Is it helping yourself? If not, at least 2 hours out of the 24 hours, not much. One tithe is to be given. One tithe of the 24 hours becomes 2 hours and 20 minutes. All right, you have further given a concession of 20 minutes. This is one thing. And let them also maintain diets. Hitherto, these things were given only when the vessel for the people were ready, when the vessel was clean. Now the times have changed. Who can sit at the feet of the master for years? So you are given something to start with first, and you are asked to maintain it by self-introspection, weeding out all failures in life, and also putting in regular time daily. If you weed out all imperfections from within you, and also put in regular time, and you get something to start with already, then that will experience itself from day to day. So for that, self-introspection diary is necessary, must be submitted. For guidance, for further guidance, not for submitted to any higher power, you see, only for guidance, to know, so that you may know yourself where you are, what are the failures in your life. It is just like when you go to the church, to the mission, and say, well, what you say, confession, when you say, oh God, I have done, I won't do more, you see, it's 100 times a day. And the second, this is first thing, as I told you. Second thing is, you see, where more than one man sits in my name, God said, I'm there. There are weekly talks held here. There's a group working here at London proper. Place, he can tell you. Spare some time to attend at least weekly for 2 hours. When you sit together in the name of God, blessing is there by radiation. Hundreds of times. My survey, you can have radiation. And daily put in regular time, at least 2 hours, to your meditation. Suppose you have not put in any time. Don't conceal it. Submit me your diary is blank. You know how in that. You may send in only for 1 month, 2 months. After that, you'll morally feel what you're doing. You'll begin to do something. So when you get something to start with, it's better always to do it. It is helping your own self, is it not? Learn to die so that you may begin to live. There's no fear of death. No sting of death will be left. So spare some time to attend the talks over here, weekly, time and place, he will tell you. And put in regular time to your bread of life and water of life. Give water of life to your soul first, then give the bread of life to the body. And God will help you. My wishes are there. He will give you the address very. So those who are in the control of mind, the now being faculties identified with it, they don't believe, how can there be light inside? Who says when you close your eyes it's all darkness? They don't believe. When they see for their own self, then they have to say, yes, there is something. So master tried not to believe in anything what the master says, unless you bear testimony to it, maybe little above. That's the work of his master or a sadhu or a saint. From where you can discriminate right from the wrong. running wolves from the lambs. Second, with the grace of the Guru, he says, I have found God. He owns it now. Kata, how? By self-analysis. Macrocosm in the microcosm. When I rose above physical body, that mind, three states of mind. One is physical mind, the other is astral mind, the third is third mind, you see? Different stages of mind. Because when I rose from the physical body and the physical mind, Pindiman it is called, then I saw some light. When I rose from the sacred astral mind and the astral body, I saw still more light. When I rose still above, then still more light. Just like a lamp is lit, some 3-4 covers are over it. You see, there's no light. You take off one cover, you see some light. Two, still more. Three, still more. So God is all light. To have something to start with the light in some principle, it grows more and more and more sweet as you, the densities of the different planes are changed. He's telling all that now. How he got God? By analyzing himself from the physical body and physical mind, astral body and astral mind, and causal body and causal mind. Now he says, as I gave it, God-man or man-god, or call any name you like, sadhu or saint or elder brother or father, anything you like. He gives you an experience of the light by bringing your attention into the eye center. You see light. When you sit there, you truly see and you praise God. He preferred always those who praise God without seeing Him. They are like blind men. They are good actions, of course. He does not, he cannot deny. But that is good action, you see, with doership there. That he has you so shall you be. Now again, further goes, this man body is wonderful. It has got 10 doors. 9 are apparent, 1 is latent. 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, mouth, 2 nostrils, they are open, apparent. They are the 9 doors open to the sense world. And there is the 10th door behind it, at the back of the eyes, where the soul passes into the beyond by coming to that place. Where the single eye opens. He says, so long you don't withdraw your attention from outside, from the 9 doors, and come to the 10th door, because you see light, now you hear the sound. He has given very clearly all this life experience. People say that saints keep this thing secret. No, they stand out from this. No platforms like that, you see. It is for you people, if you can go up yourself, find it. If not, take the help of somebody. So, what he says, when you rise, he says, I withdrew my attention from outside, from the 9 doors, and came to the 10th of the door, at the back of the aisle. There I heard the sweet melody of this music of the sphere, nada. That is the most bliss-giving. So long we have not contacted with that God power, which is called Shabda, or word, or Nama. When you close your eyes, with all your prejudice, you see darkness. When you withdraw your attention from outside, come to the back of the eyes, there the light opens, the single eye opens. It is better to enter the world with one eye rather than two, which will cast you into hell. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Straight is the gate. Read the scripture. Straight is the gate. It goes zigzags. You cannot rise above it. These are references into the beyond. You see how the soul leaves the man body. Now he says, unless you see the darkness removed and choose the light of God face to face, your coming and going is not ended. You see God, He is the power controlling you. Your ego is there, you are not to come back. But unless you see the light of God within you, about martyrdom in the churches and the temples and the mosques and everywhere, daily worship. So amongst Hindus there is a custom, you see, when a man is in deathbed, he says, all right, he lights a lamp on the palm of the hand and all the people look into the flame of the lamp. And they read a mantra there which means this light will lead you to God. Hand and the light both remain here. What light is there? That light is within you already. You see at the time when you reach the tenth door in the body and your inner eye, the third eye, the single eye is open. So he said, the key of this, suppose there's a man who's got a house. You want to enter in that house, he has locked up the door of the house and given key to the agent or the servant or somebody. So first we'll have to seek the sanction of the owner of the house. If he gives sanction, then he asks the servant, go and open the door. He gives him the key. So God is right there. God is right in the temple which he has made in the womb of the mother, this man body. He had locked it and given the key to the God in man or man in God or saint and in July. He gives you sitting, withdraws your attention from all outside to the seat of soul in the body and you see light. Of course, some get more, some others get less according to each man's background, but everybody has something to start. It's with the saint. The man who made that body God, he locked it up and gave the key to the saint to open it whenever. He gives sanction. All are not given initiation. It is God's chosen. We are chosen by Him. It is not we who choose. It is He chooses. Whom He chooses. Now, for an example, there's an office, you see there appointments vacant, 2, 4, 6. And the man in charge, officer in charge over there, his handwriting is very calligraphy, very wonderful, very. He asked all applications to come to him in handwriting. He passes on, there are hundreds, passes on, goes on, whatever handwriting will be to take out. Because he appreciates that quality which is in him. So those who are hankering after it, as compared with the world, God resides inside. He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere, where you can be put on the way, that's all. So what does he see? To what His grace works, He chooses you. Then He brings you in contact those who are very yearning for Him, much yearning for Him. He brings him in contact with somebody, he can be put out of the way, that's all right. Now it started with the beginning, you see, that this man body is a cave which is dark inside, that God resides in this, He is so big as great as I told you before, as Prophet Muhammad said, but He just can reside in the devotee's heart. He is latent, He is all this. Outer expression is also God. All you see it is the expression of God. When your inner eye is opened, first you see it is all darkness. When you that inner eye is opened, you see it is all light, all God. There is no place where God is not. Well, it is awakening. West is awakening. To the same truth which is already given out by Christ and all other things. They are fed up with materialism. They have advanced sufficiently well in the material way. Now they are not happy. So they are turning to that way, to spiritual. They are growing, you see. This is to my mind what I find. Yes, who wants any special thing, please welcome. We talk in the table. So what little I've got, I give you in a digest form, you see. consider all this, and see more, I am at your disposal. Then they can come at 8 if you like. Welcome, welcome. Yeah. What little I have come to know, it is at disposal, you see.
Good morning, and welcome to the Satsang from Master Kripal Singh. The talk you just heard was the last half of a talk called Shabd or Word, given by Master on September 17, 1972, in London, England. Our reader this morning is Marcia Crosby. Hello, Marcia.
Good morning, everyone. Today's reading is from Spiritual Elixir, Part 2, Chapter 2, which is excerpts from letters about meditation. I am glad you are having such wonderful experiences referred to in your letter. Those who are put on the way, each thing comes up to them to awaken a higher outlook whereby the disciple may see the God power working through all. To such ones, there are books in rivulets and sermons in stones. The keynote for spiritual progress within is to develop the habit of looking intently into the middle of whatever you see and hearing the holy sound current as coming from the right side with uninterrupted attention and single-minded devotion. All else will come with the grace of the Master. Loving cooperation in devoting regular time to the holy meditations comprises the best gift that a child disciple can present to the Master. A fully developed and illumined spiritual aspirand is an asset and an example to others. Such a one can carry the gospel of love and truth under the gracious protection of the Master. It is the inevitable result of your devoted meditations that you are blessed with the divine wisdom and appreciate the grandeur of Master's grace. Indeed, the disciple is filled with awe-inspiring gratitude for the innumerable blessings which fall to his or her lot under the protective guidance of the living Master. Reverential humility is the keynote for assimilating more of divine grace and enjoying the earthly life in its fullness. Ego is the chief element of mind, and with the good grace of the Master, it can be overcome by attuning one's soul with the holy Nam within, which is the fountainhead of bliss and harmony. Stray thoughts flashing through the mind in various spheres of mental vibrations do lurk as a reaction of inner spiritual progress when one advances on the holy path under the divine guidance of the Master. These can be safely immersed in the loving remembrance of the Master and placed carefully at his feet. The disciplined initiates find the divine grace always at hand and feel his loving celestial presence incessantly by attuning their attention towards his holy feet. I am glad to note that you saw stars, sun, and moon, as well as the form of the Master, and heard the sound of conch shell. In the future, when you see stars, just try to pick out a big star among them and fix your inner gaze into the middle thereof. It will grow brighter and ultimately burst to give you further way up. If, however, you see the sun and the moon within you, just look into the middle thereof. That will also give you a way up. But when you see the form of the Master within, Just absorb yourself sweetly into it, so much so that you forget yourself. That will develop receptivity in you, and the Master will speak to you, as he does outside. This science has a practical aspect only. God is absolute, whom so far no one has seen. When he came into being, God became light and sound principle. You can see his light when your eye becomes single. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And you can hear his voice when your inner ear is opened. The ABC of the Master's teachings start when you rise above the body consciousness. No one can rise above the body consciousness himself, but only through the grace of a competent master. There is one God, and only one way to him. There exists a most complete and definite science, the oldest of the oldest, most ancient and natural, which is the practical side of all religions of the world, born out of all scriptures. This rarest of all sciences is called Paravidya, which has a practical aspect only, and is the only way to God during lifetime. Nowadays, this science is called Santmat. Past masters cannot help, as man needs a living man to understand things which one cannot follow by mere theory. Therefore, a living master is necessary and must be approached in order to learn the practical side. Unless the experience of past masters becomes our own experience, we stand nowhere. You are fortunate in having been accepted and initiated into the mysteries of the beyond. You should please rest assured that each bit laid for the spiritual practices is credited to your account toward progress. The sacred repetition of charge names will bless you with sublime serenity and bliss. In due course of time, the inner vision will open to see the light of God and hear the holy sound current of God. The sacred charged words carry the life impulse of the Master, and their repetition with deep faith and single-minded devotion feed the soul with gradual consciousness and leave behind indelible impressions over it. Even if you fail to see anything within during your meditations, you should resort to faithful Simran, which will be like tilling the soil, to be prepared for the bumper crop of spirituality, which will be watered with the gracious mercy of the Master, and the holy seed of initiation will fructify in due course. He meets the Master within, talks to him face to face as he advances on the path, and is henceforth certain of his grace, guidance, and protection wherever he may go, even to the other end of the earth, from the very beginning of initiation. Those who have access within can read their fate easily. It is an open book to them. It is heartening to note that you are devoted regularly to your spiritual meditations. As a result, you are blessed with the divine, strong white lights and twice the charming, radiant form of the gracious Master with his grace. Please look absorbingly into the lustrous eyes and forehead of the Radiant Master, and repeat the charged sacred names mentally, very, very slowly, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. And if the form stands before the repetition, know it for certain that it is friendly and will be helpful to you for your inner journey to the regions of unalloyed bliss and harmony. listening to the holy sound current of Big Bell is equally auspicious and noteworthy, as each stroke is so uplifting and inspiring. Please listen to it with rapturous attention. It will draw closer, grow stronger, and ultimately come from above. You will progress spiritually with the grace of the Master. You will be glad to know that to sit in complete silence, reposing all in the gracious Master overhead, is what is necessary for the initiates, and all else is to come in its own time with His grace. Each bit laid up for spiritual discipline counts creditable toward your inner progress. The cumulative result of your devotion will bring forth very good results in due course and at the proper time, with the grace of the Master. The Word forms a connecting link between man and God. Thus, each body is the abode of the Almighty. This holy Nam, the Word, permeating through all the pores of our bodies. With the help of Nam, we may retrace our steps to the source from which we emanated. The Word may be defined as the spirit current, which emanates from the One Being. This is the only way to God. There is no other way. You need not be disturbed or disheartened, but repose all your hopes in the Master Power working overhead. In the meantime, do your utmost to help in the great cause. Ours is to do our best and leave the rest to Him. The wheel of karma goes on irresistibly. The only thing that can soften its working is bhajan and simran. When you are at the spiritual practices, devote full time to them and wholeheartedly. When off, devote your time to efforts in the right direction, earnestly, for the purpose before you. There is nothing wrong if you saw Master Sawan Singh Ji in meditation. The same power works in both forms. Sometimes only one form appears, and at other times the second, maybe the present master, or both, appearing together. Be regular in devoting time to spiritual practices so that you may penetrate through the light and go ahead. The Master Power is working overhead and will extend all feasible help. It is altogether incorrect that spiritual progress in meditations cannot be had for at least 5 years. Those who are not ready are neither led to the gracious living Master, nor are they initiated into the mysteries of the beyond. However, the progress may vary according to the past background, and some may progress more rapidly than others, while others may lag behind. But there is sure hope for everybody. It is a simple, yet arduous schedule, which is made more interesting and much easier by the grace of the Master. I am glad you were able to overcome sleep during your meditations. When one grows spiritually within, inner consciousness is considerably increased, and the child disciple is blessed with inner awakening, and sleep is overruled. I am glad that you are endeavoring to pursue your goal diligently. Regularity, earnestness, and accuracy, coupled with inner longing and yearnings, are the helping factors which bring one closer to the Master within. I quite appreciate your yearnings, but the fact remains that He, the Great Within, will surely bless you at the opportune moment when considered fit. I am glad to find that you are following the sacred instructions to the letter. So far, you have been successful in looking within the middle of the dark veil, and the next step is to still the thoughts. This will be gained with effort. You will appreciate that when attention is completely riveted within, at this thinking center, and all the stray thoughts controlled by mental repetition of the charge names, an overwhelming inner warming comes of itself from above, which multiplies in abundance, and one then inculcates a gradual, accelerated devotion for the holy meditations. A well-tilled and nicely plowed field will bring forth a rich harvest when watered with the waters of loving devotion and humble supplication. It is always better to avoid company of those who have a tendency to downpull one's genuine spiritual desire. Please carry on lovingly, and should there be any difficulty, do not fail to write to me. Please do not become disheartened. When you want to forget the environment, the best way is to divert your attention from it and devote yourself fully to Simran or to the sound current. If you do this, the outer disturbances will not affect you. A genial climate is helpful when doing spiritual practices. It is really a happy day for an initiate to meet his or her radiant master within. The enjoining by the master of regular meditations and stressing the need for living a life of love and purity are intended to make the way clear for the initiates. It is not their efforts alone that will bring them success in their uphill task, but the loving and willing surrender and faithful repose with which they sit and obey the commands. The Nam or word is within you. This is to be contacted within. The observance of the outer rituals and performance of so-called meritorious deeds cannot be of any help in this matter. The untold treasure of divinity lies hidden within, yet we search for it without, and so all our efforts go in vain. It is the inevitable result of your devoted meditations that you are blessed with the divine wisdom and appreciation for the grandeur of Master's grace. Indeed, the disciplined child disciple is filled with the awe-inspiring gratitude for the innumerable blessings which fall to his or her lot under the protective guidance of the living master. Reverential humility is the keynote for assimilating more of the divine element of mind, and with good grace of the master, it can be overcome by attuning one's soul with the holy Nam within, which is the fountainhead of bliss and harmony. The gracious master power is your constant and nearest companion, and your gratitude is always acknowledged by him. It is the loving glance of the mother which infuses the love into the child through the eyes, whereas the latter reciprocates the same to enjoy perpetual bliss. Your growing receptivity is a happy prelude, signifying greater possibilities ahead, in due course, with the grace of the Master. You must silence your thoughts during meditation. The silencing of the intellect is the last nail in the coffin. You should not wish to have one thing or another. Simply sit at the door and wait. The sublime silence is best and easily achieved by lovingly and humbly reposing in the gracious Master Power to grant and bless whatever is deemed fit. That benign power is incessantly with you and is quite aware of your earnest efforts. But so long as you are conscious of your actions, you stand in your own way, and when you lovingly eliminate yourself, He will manifest to you in the form of celestial manifestations of divine light and holy sound current. It is something like inviting someone to enter the room while you are blocking the way by standing in the doorway. Do you feel any numbness or stiffness in your body during Simran practice? If so, it is equally important to be eliminated. The sensory currents from the body below are graciously withdrawn to the eye center, not by the single-handed efforts of the disciple only, but by the loving grace of the Master Power working overhead. You should not be watching the withdrawal process in the body, but keep your inner gaze constantly fixed into the middle of what you see before you. The practice of Simran is indeed a slow process, but when stabilized with the grace of the Master, one reaches the eye focus without any special effort. You will agree that it is the loving devotion and the anguished cry of the soul when the mercy is invoked and one gets attuned. I hope you will continue steadily and lovingly to give time to the spiritual practices with faith and devotion, reposing entirely in the Master Power overhead. You will have more progress. The Master Power is your companion always through thick and thin. So in all of your affairs, do whatever you can and leave the rest up to Him. And try not to feel annoyed or discouraged. The Master Power will be extending all feasible help and protection. Oftentimes, ill health will not permit proper meditations. Such periods intervene in the liquidation of past karma. Yet their severity and duration is toned down considerably with the grace of the Master. You need not be skeptical about your progress, and instead be cheerful. You are doing your job and giving regular time to meditation. Each bit laid for the spiritual edifice counts creditably and will stand to your side in the long run. Karmic liquidation is indeed a chief factor for which the loving initiates are stressed the importance of a disciplined life full of loving humility and piety. You will be blessed with increasing grace from the Master Power working overhead. Spiritual inheritance counts greatly for everybody's inner progress, yet earnest and persistent efforts put in under the protective guidance of the Living Master never go in vain, and in due course of time bring in much fruit, and that too in abundance. You should know it for certain that everything is being recorded behind the veil, and the gracious Master Power is fully aware of your innermost aspirations. The first-hand experience we receive through the kindness and grace of a real saint is, in itself, the solution to the problem of death. Unless you are born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So, to be born again is to leave one's body and to enter into the beyond from the physical to the astral. Our joy will know no bounds when we come into possession of a secret that has baffled man for so many centuries. The divine ambrosia can be had by inversion, and not anywhere in the world outside. One can find it only on transcension into the spiritual region, above the physical body. I am glad that you are lovingly devoted to your holy meditations and are blessed with various colors and lights within. You have failed to state as to what sound current you hear. As God abides within, we must peep inside if we want to meet him, to experience him, and to have his blessings. We cannot hear his voice unless we turn away from the turmoil of the world and enter into the deep inner silence of the soul. Therefore, I would request you to gaze and gaze longingly in your heart, with silence in your heart, with silence in your soul, and with no thought of this world or the next. The grace of God will descend on you, and the gaze will grow into a glimpse, and he will reveal himself to you, and you will find, nay, see him within yourself. When doing the spiritual practices, you should not put any strain on your eyes or forehead, nor should you be conscious of the breathing going on in the body. The Master is greatly pleased when his children progress within. He is always there with the initiates and is happy to extend his grace and blessings to the hearts of receptive children. He wishes all of his children to come up to him in this lifetime. With continued spiritual progress toward inner development, outer things become less disturbing. Remember, events come and go. Inner development, as it progresses, will gradually eclipse the physical temptations. One begins to do things in order to carry on with the higher ideal, always before him or her, fulfillment of which becomes an all-absorbing vocation in one's life. Such things as are conducive to higher progress become joyful. Fortunate are the chosen few who are made instrumental in the divine setup. As an earnest pilgrim, we must seek. Meditation leads to God realization. Fortunate indeed, and blessed are they who surrender self to the will of God. One must be a real seeker after God. All else must be unimportant. I am sorry to learn of your recent illness, but glad to learn that you are recovering rapidly with the grace of the Master. Physical ailments are accidental and come up as a result of the reaction of past karma awaiting liquidation. The disciplined devotees pass through unscathed and come out cheerfully with the grace of the Master. I am glad you have not lost ground and are once again listening to the holy sound current of bells continuously, which are incessantly your constant companion. The divine melody is the sustaining power, and attuning one's attention with it grants infinite bliss and harmony. Remembrance of the Master day and night is very helpful, but giving time regularly to meditation in an accurate way need not be ignored. The spiritual practices are necessary for proceeding on the journey and to become increasingly receptive to the grace and blessings of the Master. It is good that you have been initiated. The sacred charged words conveyed to you are highly efficacious, and their simran, with deep faith, carries a deep significance. The inner spiritual experiences are invariably granted to the prospective disciple to start with, and these are 100% possible only if the child disciple learns to repose his or her mental chattering and sweetly looks penetratingly into the middle of the eye focus. There should be no clutching on your part, and you should follow the instructions enclosed herewith for your guidance. I will end the reading there. Again, I was reading from Spiritual Elixir Part 2, Chapter 2, on meditation. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, Marcia, for reading for us. There were 88 people at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So, what it is that brings us into the world again and again? These are the outward enjoyments. So when you get to have this, then naturally you won't come back. You'll go where you are, get more bliss and more joy.